Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Tuesday's edition of Chocolate City Radio. I am Chalk Mommy. I am the host of Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show. Tonight is going to be a nice show. We have an actor, producer, and director from California named Sydney Colson that's going to call in. He's attempting to ride the wave. I don't know how long his ass is going to stay on before I kick him the fuck off, but you know. It'll be well worth it. It'll be well worth it, you know. I see Princess Nay is early. Well, she's on time. Hi, Mama.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in my truck driving. I have to pick my mommy and my grandmommy up from the airport, so I'm on the way home from doing that. So it'll be about 35 minutes before I get home, and then I can not have background noises and stuff. So I have to be kind of maintained because I have my kids in the car.
Oh, okay, driving Miss Daisy. So you don't get to see what I have on, because I am, I got on some boxers and a wife and a tank top, just in case, you know, I have to box, I don't give a fuck mentality. You know how that is.
Wow. Why you gonna have to box him? Don't be mean to him. Don't mistreat him tonight, please.
Because good move. So, yes, I can't even complain. It seems like my date from last week is actually starting to be a little something. So,
all right.
Yes.
That's what's
up. Yes. I'm going to wait till you get on and go to Tiny Chat. So right now I'm on Blog TV, and I don't give a fuck mentality got the op, because, you know, he quick with it. I thought you was bad. He is doubly bad, but he be having my back, so that's all that matters. So,
well, tell him his privileges will be revoked when the princess gets back, so just know that.
Oh, I think he can hear you.
He hears me.
Yeah.
It has been a long day, but it's all gravy.
I'm sorry you had a long day. I had a long day, and I'm going to have a long night, because after we get off here, I have to cook me a microwave dinner, because I'm not cooking. After Sunday, I cook the big dinner, and I'm going to make me an apple pie. So I'm just going to
cook.
Yeah, girl, please. I'm trying to gain about 5-10 more pounds, so, you know, I can be good for the summer.
Okie dokie.
So Sunday, my daughter cooked the ham. We did the collard greens. I made macaroni and cheese. Collard greens, cheese, and candy yams, and fried chicken. So, yeah, I did that, girl. And how about this fat ass gonna take a picture and post that shit on Facebook?
Who?
Alicia.
Oh.
Oh, see, I can't be posting fools like that, because then I'll get stalkers for real. So then they'd be like, damn.
Hold on.
You can cook. Gotcha. You put me on hold. I'm about to play some music. Get it popping up in here. You know what? What would I like to hear today? What am I going to start out with? Man, I have so many things to choose from. Let me see. You know what? I guess I could... Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I want to play a classic No. What the fuck is it? Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, man.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Are you back?
Yeah, fussing that damn kid.
Oh. Okay, well, while you fussing at your kids, you know what? I found my throwback that I want to play. I'm doing some karma, because you know what goes around comes around, and there's a bunch of trifling ass people out there. So this song right here, I dedicate it to all the trifling people that's getting what they deserve. Karma!
I am the one you deny. Brush it off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't your man. I'll try for whatever it's worth.
Keep my eyes off you. I can tell why them other guys lost you. They conjured in the flying saucer, and that's why I can offer similarities in my caravans. Haven't you heard the word round town? How I get down, they going with you. Everybody part of the issue when that ass with you. Got my dick hard as a missile. Don't hop on top, cause I ride around with a pistol. If they pull us over, I'll be out of town with an issue. If you was mine, I'd introduce you to mama. Girl, you're styling in your boots and Gabbana. I'm so used to your Prada. I take trips cause I was Houston, it's hotter. Throwing that Al Green and juice to Impala. Lake my jewels on my collar. You had me feeling like a fool when I hollered. Trying to squeeze in, but you wasn't involved. Now I ain't either. Soon as I realize that I ain't either. She in a rush to get close to me, but I ain't eager. She is.
I am the one you deny. Pushed off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride.
try for whatever it's worth.
Look, I don't mean to bother you, but your sex appeal is remarkable. You make a G wanna walk around in the park with you. There ain't no telling the kind of things I'm gonna start to do. If I get wrapped up on your ass too fast, I can tell you feel the same as when I asked you last. So I'ma leave it at that, take a hint and put in my math. I imagine you probably look twice as good in the bath. And I'm bugging, cause I can see you right in the hood when I pass. I'm never stable cause business is on my ass, but you can be the one that I visit before I dash. And I admit, I've been the type to hit and split. But you can't blame me for the females that I've been getting with. Cause most of these bros just had their eyes on my grip. So they ain't get shit and learn to be satisfied with the dick. And if you ain't worth it, that's all you get. I ain't gonna blame you, I'ma blame all you tricks. Cause
I am the one you deny. Pushed off every time I try. But I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride.
That includes when I'm going too long, riding through them avenues. As soon as I get home, this room was a scattered loose. You know my fantasies, and my feeling things that can't be. Your girlfriend trying to sandwich me, my heart's cold and it sandwich me. Cause I come from the hood where the hammers beat. I move fast, better switch pace, and pop a Listerine stripping before you get all up in the bitch face. Moving your body like this gon' make me blow like a bottle of Chris. Man, I don't know, knowing how to twist. You got my temperature rising from your hips and your thighs and the neck laying. Your eyes are brightening up a horizon. It comes naturally, I don't bribe them. The easy is 1, 2, 3, and I'm sliding.
I am the one you deny. Pushed off every time I try. But I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and put all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride,
I flow with the doom, yeah, mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya.
stay watching ya. Once you blend, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I just resist and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach up. Climax that your man can't make, call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy, you ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing card notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that man a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just for wine, lyrically I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Wow, that was One More Chance, the remix. Woo! I love that song. I love that song. Let me see, what has happened since I last talked to you guys on Saturday? Oh, yeah, my new site is up. Yes, it is. You guys got to check it out. I dropped that shit on Sunday, and I swear, like over 2,000 people have gone to it. My fucking counter is fucking me up, but I got to, I fixed it, and I have a new one going on. So I don't want you guys to be like, oh, she, like, fudged the numbers. I don't got to fudge shit. That's not me. I don't cheat. So I just want y'all to be clear on that right quick. You know what I mean? So when you go to the site, you're going to see my new YouTube video that I put up, which is really, really nice. I like the graphics, and, you know, me, I'm just talking shit like I always do. Then, let's see, what else? I wrote a couple of new blogs. I wrote a blog about the magazine and everything that's new that I'm going to be doing with Chuck Bonnie and Chocolate City 2010. Oh, this is my granddaughter. Everybody say hi, Kayla.
Hi.
Now get the hell out. Bye. Close my door. So it's like, and then I wrote a personal blog about my first time getting punched in the booty. Hold on, you guys.
Lisa!
And so, the first time I fucked in the ass, yes, I guess that's why I'm getting plump. I haven't done it, since 2009. So, you know, I shared that with everybody. Then, we have, like, a featured artist page. Where they have music, videos, and we have the Best of Chocolate City, where I took all my blogs and just transferred them over. So you're not really missing anything. You're gaining a whole lot. I have a recommend tab, so if you have a business or a person or some type of service that you do, I can recommend you and put you on my site. and also for events. We have that for parties that I'm hosting, parties I'm going to be at, and parties that I, like, endorse. You know what I'm saying? So I have a whole lot of shit for everybody. Everybody. So you can go there. You can see me doing my show live. You can listen to past shows. You can chat with me. You can have, you can sign up to be on my fan list. I have like a contact form. I have like a whole lot of different shit going on. So there is no excuses for you not being able to connect with me. And when Princess Nay comes back and she gets on, we're going to go over to Tiny Chat for everybody that's looking at us on Blog TV. We're going to go to Tiny Chat. Then everybody cam up. Then we can get busy. We can have a good time. We can play some music. And, you know, I might shake my booty a little bit and whatnot. Night is just going to be like one of those chill moments. And, you know, my special guest will be calling in about 9 minutes. He's on Cali time. So 9 minutes is 9 minutes. It'll be 5:30 his time, 8:30 my time. So it should be very, 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 very interesting. So I am kind of pissed off about the football games on Sunday because I don't know how the fuck the Falcons played, got into the fucking playoffs. They played like shit, and they fucking let the Giants beat their ass. But that's cool because the Giants are going to lose on whatever day they play to the fucking Packers. So that's going to be a good game. I cannot wait for that to come out so I can see it. Oh my God, excuse me, I'm sleepy. I had a long night. For those of you that be fucking with me on Monday nights, I had a good time on Twitter with, with Love and Hip Hop. That show was fucking crazy as hell. I love that show. I can't wait to see the season finale and then the reunion so I can see who's going to throw some hands up. And it's going to be real interesting to see what happens. You know, I feel like Yandy and Chrissy should just go, like, they should just square up, like, I don't give a fuck mentality in the ring and just jab or whatever. It's like, so I can see whose hands is better. I don't know. That show is, like, crazy. Then I'm kind of hooked on Mob-wise, too. But anyway, so artists, I have so many ways for you to get exposure now. The new site, the radio show, and the magazine. So if you're serious about your career, it's like you guys always hit me up and ask how you can get on this, how you can do that, and then you motherfuckers don't do it. So handle your motherfucking business and stop fucking asking me questions and, like, wasting my – well, it's not really wasting my time. It's, like, just letting me know that you're not serious. And I'm serious about what I do. So if I'm taking the time out to respond and give you what you want and you need exposure, then take the time out and do what the fuck you need to do to get heard, get seen, you heard me. So let's move on. So let me check and see if the guest is on yet. I swear, men always got to be fucking punctual. Why they can't be like women? Women are always early. We get somewhere 10 to 15 minutes early. We get to work 20 minutes early. Men, y'all wait to the last minute. Only time y'all motherfuckers come early is when y'all getting some good pussy and you don't know how to act. That's the first time you come early. So other than that, boy, y'all be killing me with that bullshit. Like, real talk, for real. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play some No because he got this one song, Pray for Rain, with Jim Jones and Rel. So here we go. Pray for Rain. This is a classic.
Nigga, we too close, can't stop praying now. Though it seems there's no end to this pain. Every time I close my eyes, I pray for rain. I pray for rain to wash away the strain.
You know how they say we all looking for sunshine? But where I'm from, sometimes we look for the rain. Just so it can wash away the pain. nothing wrong with a rainy day sometimes, cause you know the sun will soon come. That's what they say, don't they? Pray for us.
Nigga, we too close, can't stop praying now.
We too close now.
Come into my chat room. I'll handle that when I get there. I ain't got over there yet. I'm still waiting on the princess. I do have it like that, but I'll fix it sooner or later. Oh, wow. Guess what, guys? My special guest is on. I feel like Mr. Rogers about, won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Whatever the fuck that shit is, except for, if I lived in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, I would have everybody on that fucking block being my sugar daddy because they look like some old perverts any motherfucking way. So let's go ahead and bring on Mr. Sydney Colson. Thank you for riding a chocolate wave with Choc Mommy. How the fuck are you?
I'm all right. How you feeling today, Choc Mommy?
I'm doing fine. Kind of interesting having someone like yourself on my show because this is a totally different lane for me. Most people that come on the show are rappers or singers, and they're filthy and they're nasty because everybody in the entertainment business, they fuck. Some fuck for money, some trick off, some fuck groupies, some get their dick sucked. We're all just nasty. So how do you fit into that equation? What are you doing?
What am I doing? Hey, I would like to get my dick sucked. Who wouldn't? I mean, I'm sure everybody would. Yes, a dick anyway.
Well, that depends on if the person knows what they're doing.
That's for sure. Yep, that's definitely what you need to know how to do. Most females, hopefully they do.
Okay, see, we'll get back to that in a minute because I'm glad you brought that up. Now, tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Sydney Big Dog. Whoa, Colston. Anyway, I've been in a few movies, a bunch of commercials. I've written a bunch of commercials. Bit actor, just trying to do everything I can. Producer, writer, director, jack of all trades, master of some. You probably seen me recently on Man vs. Food Nation, Street Eats, where I challenge a 6-pound burrito. Unfortunately, I did not finish it, but I did make a good run at it. 6 pounds. I ate it more than 3. So I'm pretty happy with that result.
What ain't? Other than... Okay,
yes.
Now, you say you do commercials, you write commercials, you've been in commercials, correct?
Correct.
Now, how would someone like myself come up with an idea to commercialize the fact that I have good pussy and my head game is a felony? Like, if I came up to you and I was like, Sydney, I need a commercial, I got good pussy and my head game is a felony, how would you handle that?
I would have to see if you were telling the truth.
Also, you would have to try it out.
I mean, anybody can talk a good game. Let's see what you got. I mean, show me. I'm from the show me state by faith, but yeah. But yeah, show me better than you can tell me, because you can tell me anything.
Oh, really?
Really.
Okay, One of the requirements, once you ride the chocolate wave, you have to say burr.
Burr, like burr.
But you got to say it sexy.
Like burr.
Okay, say it like you was fucking and the pussy was good. I need a good pussy burr.
Good pussy burr. Let's see. Well, how can I make this pussy burr, baby? Burr. Wow. Let me see. I'll have to dig down deep into Barry White syndrome. Burr, baby.
You are so crazy. Too bad you're not a rapper because I would have to have you freestyle that one. Oh,
okay.
Wow. I like that. Ooh. Damn. Interesting. Now, what movies have you been in? Have you did any fuck flicks? Have you been
no,
in any
but
movies?
Probably personal, oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I made my own personal ones.
No, this is for the big screen. How many people?
No. Unfortunately,
really?
No. I would definitely like to film them, but no, I haven't done any ones that I'm particularly in. No.
Now, if somebody offered you the right amount of money, would you do it?
They'd have to have the right amount of ones and zeros. Yeah, I'm sure. You know, money talks and bullshit walks. I don't care what anybody says. You add the right zero, one, and just keep adding zeros, and I'm sure eventually somebody's going to say yes.
Okay, now how tall are you?
I'm 5'11", which I was 6 feet okay. one.
And how much do you weigh?
Right now I'm down. I lost actually 110 pounds drinking water. Right now I'm at like 230.
Damn! You lost 100 pounds drinking water. Great gossip, Batman. What was in that water?
She water and pissing. Pissing like a racehorse. Drinking about,
damn.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so with you being 5'11", 230 pounds. Yeah. Now, when you lost 100 pounds, did you notice that your dick got bigger?
Well, I hope it didn't, but it was the same size. But no, it was fine. It was fine before. It's fine after.
What is your definition of fine? How big would you say it is? Because, you know, casting people are listening, so whenever you come up for a part and stuff like that, they might be casting you for a movie with a big dick. So, you know, we got to put this out here so people can fuck with you, you know? So how big is it?
Well, I'll say this. It's above average. I don't know what average is, but I'm not looking at no other dude's dick or anything. But it's above average, and I would say that, hey, it works. It's fine for me. It does what I need it to do. I'm satisfied, and at the end of the day, I think that's what matters.
Okay, now question: how good are your oral skills?
Oh, I'm probably a champion. I'm an all star.
How are you an all star with the tongue?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Lingua. Yeah, the lingua skills are pretty good. I'm sure. I'm sure I haven't had any complaints. I don't think any female would, but I mean. Yeah, I guess they would if you didn't do a good job. They would say, oh, man, don't do that ever again. But, no, I don't think I have ever had any complaints. But no, I can't say that I have.
Okay, now, since you have champion tongue skills, how good are you with licking ass?
The ass licking? Well, I tell you like this. I don't do that. I haven't done it. I've never tried it, so I can't tell you that I have done that. So I'm not going to sit up here and lie.
Has a female rolled your face? So you've never
Pardon
had a
me?
Female rub your face before?
Not with her ass. with her pussy, but not with her ass, for sure.
Because, see, when a female is on your face, it's like certain things that we do. And, see, if you're in front of your camcorder, then you can see my demonstration. But it's just the known fact that, you know, when a female is riding a man's face, it's like, you know, we go up and down. So we go up, like the pussy right here, it goes up. And then when we go down, so does the ass. So it's like, you know, it's like this. So you get in all holes. So I don't give a fuck what you say. You may have licked ass and just was so shocked that you did it and you blocked it out and you don't want to
blocked it out of my mind. Hey, look, anything's possible.
You don't want people to be like, oh, man, he's a shit licker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
no, nothing like that. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure that hasn't happened. That might be funny, though.
We love shit lickers around here. We
I'm
love
pretty sure.
Ass. Like,
man.
That's like the newest thing now.
Well, look, do you lick ass? Do you lick ass? How about that? You lick ass.
Of course. My man.
And you like it.
And wash that motherfucker with three soaps? I sure do.
Oh, you make sure it's washed
what?
Up, Dawn. You put some Dawn to make sure the grease is gone.
I don't even let a man lick my ass unless I came into the, I just got fresh out the shower. It's just certain things. Even with, you know, eating my pussy, like, sometimes they might catch me, like, oh, come here, and then they just take my pants down and I'm just walking through the door, and you know, I could be just getting off work, and they just got that tongue, and they just hitting all up against Chica, and, you know, shit happened. But, you know,
I'm sure.
I'm a freaky bitch. I'm just
Wouldn't
saying.
Wouldn't that be called spur of the moment? There you go. There's your burr, but I put a spur. Spur of the moment.
Yes, I'm like, you know, spur of the moment. But, yes, it's just certain things that I do. And I'm not going to sit there and sugarcoat it or anything like that, because the difference between me and a lot of these females out here, I admit to what the fuck I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I can stand up to what I do. If you my man, we getting freaky. Ask all of that. You know what I'm saying? You can bring a bitch home and fuck in front of me, and we can have a really good time. That's
Damn.
Just me.
That's how it's supposed to be. Hey, you get freaky together.
Yeah. Of course. Or
you experience all pleasure.
Call him on the phone and bring out the chocolate monster and play with myself till he gets there. It's just
chocolate
all about
monster.
Yes.
Now, are you showing this chocolate monster?
No, the chocolate monster is in the closet. I'm on strike. The last time I played with my dildo, I guess God punished me because I caught the flu or virus or something. I was because I busted such a good nut. Oh my God, that nut was so, that was so good. And
wow.
I was sick. I had body aches. I had a fever. My voice was fucked up.
Were you trembling?
Man, I swear my hand was so drenched from, like, just coming so hard on my dildo. That shit was, that shit was good. I can't even front. It was really, really good.
I see you're going back to memories. It's called sense memory.
Yeah, I had to. I had to because, man, that, wow. But, you know, I have been, like, single for, like, 2 years, right? 2 years and some change. And it's like I'm getting back into the dating scene. You know what I'm saying? So I had a date last Wednesday, and it was really nice. I mean, I actually like him. He's cute, and he knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? And it's just, oh, wow, I'll chuck mommy. I was like, I can tell everybody how to fuck, how to go up to somebody, tell them that you like them, and all that sort of stuff. Like, but with me, I was a little nervous. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Like, what do I do? And he was like, you can tell all these other people what the fuck to do, but you're nervous? Man, I ain't had no real dick in a minute. Fuck yeah.
Damn, so you were ready to blow off immediately.
Yeah, I believe in fucking on the first night. Fuck you mean? I believe, yes.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
Some dinner, and I eat, and my belly is full. Oh, yeah, on the first night. Most definitely. And you're going to get your dick sucked while we're on our way to the room because you ain't coming back to my crib, but most definitely, I believe in all of that.
Damn, all right. Hey, that, you should spread the word.
I did. I sure did. I wrote a blog called Is Fucking on the First Night Wrong?
No, because you never know. Could be your last night, the last night, or could be the first night to be a new beginning.
Yeah, I mean, either way it goes, you want to test drive what you're going to fuck with.
Okay.
Because if not, you're going to be stuck in a situation and you're going to be like, oh, my God. You're going to be miserable because every time that person wants to fuck you, you have to sit there and be like, oh, God. You know?
Wow, would it be a mercy fuck then?
I've had a few of those.
Hmm. So then it would be a mercy fuck from that point on.
You know, I wasn't trying to, like, be mean or anything like that. But, yeah, I wowed out and gave in. And I swear, as we were fucking, I was just like, as soon as this shit is over, I'm never speaking to this motherfucker ever again.
Wow. And that was after being with that person a few times, or was that a long period of relationship, or what?
No, this is like first, second time. Because, you know, sometimes that first nut y'all get be fucked up. Like, question. When you're praying fuck a bitch for the first time, right, do you jack your dick before you get to house and fuck her, or you just go ahead and give her a premature nut?
Oh, man, you never know, because it could be the spur of the moment thing. So you how would you be prepared for that point? Like, you're not even expecting that. So, yeah, at that point, go ahead.
If you're going around a chick that you are turned on by, I advise you to jack your dick just in case some spur of the moment comes up. You don't fuck yourself up, because, hey, all men know what they want to fuck. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
most men want to fuck every day. And see,
yeah.
Let me tell you like this. This is how women could keep their man, period. Fuck him every day. When he comes home, fuck him. Point blank. That right there will solve everybody's problems. I'm telling you, that's why people leave the house mad in the morning. If you fuck your man in the morning, he can go to work happy, come home happier, because he knows you're going to fuck his girl, period. That'll solve so many problems, so many disputes and everything. You know, and but people can't come to that simple equation, period.
Well, I mean, a female can give a man all the pussy he wants, but if that bitch is destined to fuck other pussy, it wouldn't matter.
Right, and he'll be happy, though. He'll go to work happy, I'm trying to tell you. He would go to work happy and be like, well, fuck it, I'm coming home and I'm getting me some pussy. And that's all. Well, pretty much is what he's caring about. Like, you know, the saying goes, food, sex, food and sex,
well,
and cars.
I would have to disagree to a certain point, because it's like, you know, we're giving him pussy all the time. What's going to keep us happy? Because, you know, we get tired of the same dick or the same rigmarole, and we want something a little different. And see, for you, not licking ass would cause an upset.
That's a wow. I guess, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to buy one of those toys that looks like a tongue and have that lick her ass, and then she can pretend it was me.
No, I mean, really, you should try it. It's not that.
No.
And
okay.
With you being in California, you have to keep an open mind.
That's an open mouth.
It's all close by. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
man,
like
that's
you saying, I'm going to stop by my dude's house, but you remember that you got a blunt in the car and he stayed right by a store. So basically, what you're going to do is stop at the store. Then you're going to go to your man's house. So basically, when you eat pussy, the ass is right there. Just extend your tongue a little bit.
Oh, man. I'll have to get a dental dam for sure.
I have a feeling in 2012, Sydney Colston is going to eat some ass.
Damn. Well, they'd have to go through pre-screening. I've got to be the one washing their ass first, so I know it's clean and pre-screening, for sure. For that to ever happen.
You are speechless. Did I choke you up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, with the ass looking? Yeah, because that one was left field with the catcher's mitt.
I see it as much. I think you have some help on the line. 347-243, you're riding the chocolate wave with Choc Mommy.
Hello?
Hello?
Wow, you hung up already, huh?
No, they're still there, but I don't know what they're doing, so they're going to go back on hold. So, all right. So, now getting back to the topic at hand, there is nothing wrong with licking ass, okay? So I need
I'm
you to
sure
help.
For somebody.
I'm gonna need you to deep down in your soul, right? And I need you to just
picture an ass on my tongue.
Yeah.
What's the scenario?
No, I mean, I don't know. See, it's kind of hard to explain. And then when you speak as virgin, it's just always complicated because.
Always.
Like, your mind is, you want to receive what I'm saying, and your dick is like, you know, but it's like you haven't experienced that female to just rise your face and just, basically what has to happen with people like you, a female just needs to plop her ass on your mouth, and you're not going there. You know, she might need to handcuff you or something like that. But she needs to go ahead and get you out of that.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to take some lessons. Well, one lesson would probably be enough.
It's okay. You know how you eat the pussy? It's just the same thing. It's the same thing.
No. Dookie comes out of ass. Shit comes out of ass. Piss comes out of pussy. I can't deal with the piss.
Okay,
I can't deal with the shit.
I mean, since you want to get technical about stuff like that, we have a muttley that comes out of us, and you eat our pussy, so what's different? Well, I mean, what's the difference?
Because between the muttley, I at least have a warning. Don't go down. Downtown. Wait till the coast is clear for a few days. I can wait till the coast is clear. The coast will let me know the coast is clear. There's no blood coming out. At that point, I can take my chances. I don't have, when I'm sitting there saying there's shit coming out, that there's no choice. It's coming out for sure.
No. See, the thing is like, you just, I don't know. I'm going to have to send you an email on how to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, show me.
Maybe I should make a video for all you ass-licking virgins. So y'all can know how to do it. Right.
We would be our non-ass looking
version. They're just doing that. That's a new fetish.
A new fetish? Hey, I ain't mad at them. I didn't catch on to that one yet.
But after looking at your picture, you have the perfect face for that.
Oh, man. What is it, flat, fat, and round?
Yeah, I mean, it's like your chin was made perfect for my ass to sit right there while you lift me up and just breathe my mouth. Your mouth to my... The chica and the booty. Cheek booty. You know what I mean? Cheek booty.
Well, it's definitely good for some pee hole, some pussy, yeah, for sure. But for the ass, I don't know. I got that little chin beard right there, little goatee-looking thing. And that's, I guess that's the strip. That's the pussy strip right there. That's what I like right there, to look like that.
Yeah, so it's okay. It's all right. You can do all kinds of little things or whatever. So, you know what? To help you get in the mood, let me find some nasty shit.
Find some nasty females out there. I'm sure there's one nasty female out there that'll back you up on that right now.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of females that that will back me up. So you know what? I'm going to play single because this is what men are when they don't lick ass. Single.
He was supposed to bring you here tonight. Couldn't find her, so you came alone. It don't matter 'cause you're here now.
damn chat room, as usual. I swear, damn, I don't know what be wrong with my fucking browser. It be on some old fuck shit, but it's all good. It's all good, for real. So, anyway. All right, now. I just got to speak to you, and hopefully people will respond.
What was that? Can you repeat that, please?
I sent out a tweet for you.
You have
and
a
hopefully
tweet for
people
me.
Will respond.
All right.
I told the females that you needed some help with your ass-licking skills. You needed some coaching.
No responses yet, huh?
Oh, they gonna respond to you. They ain't gonna respond to me because I'm good.
Oh, you're good at ass.
Oh, I'm good with getting mine lit. I'm straight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you're good at ass looking.
I'm not. Oh, I'm good at everything I do. But hey, like I said, that's just for my dude.
Right. You're just the best at it. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have to do things like that. You know what I mean? So, now, what up-and-coming projects do you have?
Well, I'm working on a couple TV shows that I'm writing and producing and directing and working on commercials, just pitching some ideas that I have and looking for some people who want to work in the business.
So what do they got to do?
Submit a headshot, submit maybe a reel, and go from there. Basically, they can follow us on Twitter, send me a picture, send me an email. They can email me at aah.bigdog.gmail.
Okay, so you're looking for people to act in for films and commercials?
Correct.
Films,
okay, TV,
now,
commercials.
What about if she wants to do, what if somebody wants to fuck?
Oh, we take I'm taking applications for that, too. They can send the picture, Twitter, all that.
Oh, okay. So when they send the pictures and they meet you and stuff, how are you going to sample the pussy?
How am I going to sample the pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say, okay, let's see what you're working with. Basically, you say you can teach me this new trick or teach me this old trick or teach me the benefit of licking ass. I would like you to demonstrate and show me the best way I can do this right. Now, if this person can't show me that, then, you know, hey, then they failed their job.
Oh, so basically you just want them to, like, sit on your face.
No, she might come here and I might be like, you know what, I don't even want to try this with you. No, I don't even want to try this. I'm sorry, mistake, my bad. But, I mean, if by that time, if I've already seen a picture of her and maybe she's sent me a reel, maybe like a 20-second intro of her, then I can go from there. Then that would already be eliminating the people that I don't want at least try to encounter, maybe.
Well, you know, this is quite interesting because, you know, a lot of different people want to get into acting. And I get this a lot. A lot of people hit me up because they want to be in porn. I don't do porn. I just took my personal videos and created a buzz for myself of me fucking somebody that I was involved with. But there are a lot of people that want to be porn stars.
Well, I have the access to my buddy who actually has a porn company, and he's actually asked me to be the DP cameraman, which is DP would be director of photography of the projects. Now, I also have that, but that's not something that I just came out with first. But, yes, we have access to doing that. If you know of somebody who wants to be in porn and she would like to do this, and we could try to sit down and come up with a good concept, and we put that together with ours and go from there. I don't have a problem with that. If you have also people that want to do that, they send them my way. I'm ready to shoot everything. I'm not turning nothing down that looks great.
Okay, now, this is what I've always wanted to know. When people are shooting porn, or when you're shooting movies and there's, like, some sex scene, whether it's implied or, you know, people rubbing their little dick against some coochie, like, how does that keep people, you know, like, have you ever been in a situation and your dick got hard?
Yes. Yes. I was filming an independent movie, actually. It was like The Breakfast Club, actually. And my scene, I was a coach for a women's weightlifting group, girls weightlifting. And the love interest was, you know, she was nice looking, actually. And I did a scene with her, and yes, I was getting really heated and, yes, had an erection, yes. Just got hard.
You had the erection. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me you're above average, but you don't know what's average? Wingy,
well,
wingy.
If you go average, average by, I guess, would be America, would be, what, 5-6 inches? Yeah, probably 7-8, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. How thick is it?
How thick? I don't know. It's pretty thick enough. I didn't sit there and measure it, though. You know, that's something that I've never done. And so maybe I should do that.
Yes. That's something you should do, really.
One day I'll do that, or maybe you could send an assistant who would be more than happy to measure for me.
I mean, if I send somebody to measure your dick, it's going to cost you. Have you ever paid for pussy?
I'm sure everybody has, some way, somehow. When you take somebody out to eat, that's paying for the pussy. I don't care what you say. Whether it's your girlfriend, boyfriend, or just a friend, you just paid for the pussy. Whether you got the pussy, whether you didn't, you paid for the pussy. Anytime you take anybody and you spend any $1, that is paid for the pussy. Period. How do you want to do it? Do you want to go to a prostitute? That's something different. You paid for the pussy and you just left the pussy. If you want to go see your girlfriend, you take her out to eat 3 times, you paid for more than a prostitute. Pretty much, and you got to continue to pay for this. So that's the choice you make. Is it?
How much have you just gave a bitch to fuck her?
Never and nothing. I'm sure I gave her items over the course of life. You know, everybody, like I said, if you go to the mall, you buy a perfume, you do anything for somebody else, other opposite sex than you, and that's your partner or however you put it, girlfriend, boyfriend, best friend, non-friend, fucking friends, fucking mates, all that, then at that point you paid for sex, period.
No, Sydney, it sounds like you shell out money. I don't know, I'm just saying, you know.
Shell out money. I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure I have shelled out money. I'm not saying no.
Here you go, boo-boo. Come give me some coochie.
Shit, I'm sure. Hey, yeah, baby, I want to fuck. I want to go down to Jordan, or I want to go get some new shoes or whatever. Okay, well, look, before we go get some new shoes, I want some pussy. Yes, okay, no problem. Yeah, I'm sure I've done that. But that's...
Okay, why you gotta get some pussy before she get her shit?
Okay, well, vice versa. Let's go to the store, get your shoes, when we get back, I'm fucking. Okay.
Okay, I can see that. Now, how much money have you spent in the strip club?
I don't spend any money. I don't spend any money. I'm cool. Strip clubs, I never really got into. I think it's like, that's a waste of money. You're not even getting no pussy. You're paying for somebody to look at. You can go right home and watch videos.
You're straight putting pussy on layaway at the strip club. I tell dudes that all the time. When you got to the strip club, it's like, I don't pay. Man, please, you pay for that bitch to go home and fuck her man, and they're going to be in your pussy.
You pay for her to go have a good time. Exactly. You were the trick. That's where I feel, yeah, you got tricked. At that point, yes, I feel like that's the trick. Right there, going into the strip club, paying X amount of dollars, unless you can do it and that's nothing, hey, more power to you. But for me, I can't waste my money like that. I'd rather do something else. If I'm going to do that, I would like to take the girl home. But why would you? At that point, she becomes a prostitute and you're back to the ground zero again. You might as well just went on the street and got somebody to look decent.
Princess May. Hi, honey.
Hello.
I have Sidney Colston on the phone, and he has been, like, such a riot. He doesn't lick ass, but I put out a tweet on Twitter for him for people to help him overcome that, and he needs some coaching because, you know, he's missing out on the new fetish of licking ass. That's, like, one of the things to do. And he asked me, did I lick ass? You know, I'm just honest about everything. So, you know, I help him in the loop. But to catch you up on the speed of things, Sidney, this is my co-host, Princess Nay. He's an actor, director, and, wait a minute, actor, director, fucking producer, and he does movies, commercials, you name it. He does just about everything. And he's looking to branch off into the adult, but that's not his bread and butter. He's also looking for, you know, actors and actresses for commercials and movies and stuff like that. And for everybody that's listening, send him a headshot. And what else did you need?
A reel, resume, anything that shows you and a current picture of you, not a picture of you 25 years ago when when you were a size 1 and now you're a size 45. Just to, you know, be exaggerated, but still. I mean, but still, hey, everybody's still needed. Just send a real picture of yourself. That's really how it is, you know. You know, everybody goes and gets a touch-up or, you know, when they get their proofs touched up for pictures to make it look better, just be natural, be yourself, because when you come in to audition, I want to see that person, not somebody else. Like when I go, I used to have other pictures, my old pictures before I lost the weight, and they say, oh, this is totally somebody different. And I'm like, no, that's me. But no, it isn't, you know. So I know how it is with both sides.
Got you. Now, how much does this shit pay? And then I'm going to find out how much you make.
How much does this shit pay? Based on what you do. I mean, realistically. Just like your job. How much does that pay? Nobody knows. It's what you demand and what you're worth. I mean, I can only pay what you're worth. If you're not worth anything, really, you're not going to really get much. If your name is huge, I'm sure you'll get more. You know, that's basically how it goes. I mean, what's your daily quote? You're only as good as your last project. That's how it goes in Hollywood. And if you haven't had anything, you got to start from the ground up. I don't know anybody who starts from the top unless they own it and came from riches. Any job you go, you got to start at the bottom. I don't know anybody who starts as a boss unless they own it.
So for your first commercial, how much did you make?
Well, the first commercial I ever did, I made $180,000 in about a year and a half, maybe less. I made $30,000 in the first month, if you want to know. And it's a Miller Beer commercial. And I only worked on that project, I think, 2 days. That's how it used to be, lucrative like that, commercials. It used to be very lucrative. Yes. Now they changed, they run the campaigns differently where they're not making that much money, and actually you know, you don't get run as much. Class A usage would be a good thing, but a lot of people take buyouts and they get regional projects. So, you know, it's all depending on what the ad's paying, the client's paying. So it goes like that. You know, you could make $2,000, you know, and that be a regional buyout. So, you know, you don't know. It isn't 2,000, but it's like 4,500. But still, it's the same. You know, it's about what you're worth. I mean, what's your last project? Who you are? Shoot, you can get $1 million if you got a big name and you know you're in a big project. They buy you for the sponsorship or the campaign. You read it.
Quite interesting. So, you know, I met you through B&B.
Correct.
And have you worked with him?
Have I worked with Fendi? I'm working with Fendi right now. We're working on some major projects. I would rather let him speak on those projects than me speak for him. But, yes, we're working together.
Okay, now, when you speak to Fendi,
uh-oh,
tell Fendi I said that I have signed him up.
You know, like I know you'll just stay neutral. Don't relay messages. Just nod your head and say okay.
What happened?
Tell him I signed him up for the ass-licking class that starts on February the 14th.
I told you to nod your head and just say yeah.
is he going to attend? Do you know if he's going to attend?
If he doesn't, I will act like he did.
What are you going to do? Put a picture of him up on the wall and wipe the ass on his face?
I'm not sure because you're going to be attending that same class.
Oh, wow. Damn. Where's this at?
It's at an undisclosed location. Princess Nay is going to do the classroom work. She's going to do the book work.
All right. Is she going to be the fluff girl?
No.
Nah.
That was a good answer.
No. I wasn't even aware that I was doing classroom work.
Oh.
Yeah. She's basically gonna tell people, you know, she's gonna give them the book training, and then
I want a refund on this class. I didn't sign up for it.
You're gonna be paid handsomely, though. You're gonna be paid good.
What's her payment?
This helper is moving. She's moving really slow. So I gotta whip her back into shape real quick.
Okay.
Pull me?
Yeah, little old
I've
you.
I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning. I'm tired.
Oh, sound like you need to go to bed. Let me see. This one right here should help her out just a little bit. Hold on. I gotta find it, as usual. Mm-mm. Damn it, Nay. Shit. Wow. You know what? Okay. This song was dedicated to Nay on the air by the person. One half of the person that made this song. So this is fair to say that this is Princess Nay's song.
Her theme song? This is your theme song right here?
It's not a theme song. I swear my damn 4G is fucking making me mad again. I swear. It was going to be Love in the Air. Oh, it still can be. Hold on. And this was dedicated to Princess Nay by Shorty Mac. So, damn it. Princess Nay, can you tell them I got to refresh and then I'm coming right back on the blog TV. But here is your song. Hopefully this will make you feel a little better.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yay, yay. Cheerio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm having so many fucking
DJ skills are indefinite. Improvement.
I talk so much shit about everybody else's service provider. To
I
mine is giving me a
fucking service from your neighbors and get your own.
So, this shit is making me mad. Princess Nay just told them that it's my hot spot. It's like, it's giving me limited access. I don't know why. And I'm not stealing anybody's signal. It's my own.
Mm-hmm. That's what you tell us every week when your behind get booted off.
You know what? Don't make me cut you.
I'm not worried about you. I'm all the way in Florida. Trick, you can't do nothing.
Girl, I got a long ass reach. Don't get it twisted.
I heard you got a long tongue too. That we won't talk about that.
Oh, damn. You know what?
See if you like Gene Simmons.
I'm not fucking with Prince's name. What the hell? Hold on.
We're holding.
It seems like this song playing already.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bootleg upgrade trick.
I'm going to upgrade next week. I mean, next month.
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to
put you on the corner and trick you for some damn internet because I'm going to need you to get with it.
You know what? It is your damn song. How about that?
What?
Tell me your song. Damn it.
You're not being very nice. You're not being a team player. You're being
a
team player.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what the hell? You know what? I am really about to give up tonight.
No, don't give up. Never give up.
You know what? Truthfully, it's not that she's given up. It's just that she's probably got a toy sitting on the side of her, and she keeps looking at it, and she wants to go play with it. She's not slick. Don't let her fool you, or if you do. She's
not
as innocent as she attempts to portray.
She's not that innocent.
She's
not that innocent. Wow, that was a song.
Isn't it? Child doesn't have an innocent hole in her body.
Not the hole.
Not an innocent hole. I mean, even her nostrils and earlobes are suspect.
My ear is great. My ear is virginized.
Virginized.
Not true. It is. Mm-hmm. She said at
least one of them. Even her eye sockets are not virginal because he poked those on the accident. He shot something in those, so you know.
You know what? I'm not talking to you. I am getting ready to play your song so I don't have to cuss you out on the air and then find somebody to sit on Mr. Colston's face so he can get his first ass-licking lesson.
Damn.
Two pleasures.
Thank you.
Hey, girl. You got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air, yeah. We here. Shawty, it's been a while, yeah. Since I seen your face.
Like a Maybach, engine louder than a motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're up stock. I got you cleaner than some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept, satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Giving you love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you yelling, swear the neighbors better call the cops.
Fresh backwood, full of purple. Baby, listen, love got me switching.
never been this high, I swear.
I know it's good with them red heads, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana.
Woo.
Damn, your city's big, E-Honda. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you my woman.
Woo.
You hot, let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill, damn, this shit so funny. We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter?
What's bread without the butter?
We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter? Hey, you got that fire, so roll it up.
Atlanta the end of this month?
Yeah.
For real? For real. And I'll be at the NBA All-Star Weekend, the weekend of my birthday, which is the 25th, but I'm going down the 23rd.
All-Star Weekend is in Atlanta this year?
It's in Orlando.
Orlando, okay. Oh, yeah. Magic's the hosting it. What weekend is that?
The the weekend of the 25th of February. The game is actually on February 26th.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be down there for that weekend.
Well, I'm planning on being there because that's my birthday weekend, and I'm going, and I don't care if nobody goes with me. It doesn't make me any sense. Never mind. I'm going by my own self. So.
Hey, stag. That's how it works sometimes.
They can get in where they fit in. If they want to ride the train to Orlando, hey, jump in where you can. If not, keep your folks' asses home.
Damn. They sit and watch. They can watch you or they can be with you. Which one?
I'll text them some pictures. Be like, dang, don't you wish you were here? Sucks to be you.
All that. Wow. They're doing the most with the host.
Man, that sounds a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I've already got some of the DJs that have texted me and told me that they're going to be DJing different parties. So to make sure that I'm in, I'm like, I'm not panicking in any of those parties. They said, that's right, you talk to me. I said, all right, that's what's up. If I bring somebody with me, that's them too. Yep, all right. That's all I need to know.
That is in. Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
So, you getting in where you fit in, or you getting left out? The choice
is
yours.
Shit, I agree. Got to get in there.
Somebody's gonna have to ride the wave and the train to get down there, huh?
No, I'm already in Florida, so I'll just drive down.
Oh, okay. What part of Florida are you in?
Panama City.
What was that?
Panama City, the beach.
Oh, Panama City. Yeah, I've been to Daytona Beach before.
Yeah, that's like 7 hours away.
All right. I did a spring break tour down there.
Too many clicking noises.
Yeah, I hear a bunch of clicking noises, too. I hear a bunch of like click, click.
I'm not even doing anything. I'm not texting. I'm not doing nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hear a bunch of clicking.
Yeah, dead ass. I'm sitting up here trying to work on my fucking hot spot.
That's what it is, then.
That's what it is. She's twerking that twerk, yes.
Twerking that twizzer?
Twerking that, yes. She is playing Spank the Monkey by her own self. That's
what
it is.
Oh, man. We're listening.
You know what? Y'all funny as hell. Y'all is funny as hell. Princess, hey, I need you to get in the chat room and tell them that I'm having some severe technical difficulties, and they won't see me at night.
I'm on that, boo.
Huh?
I put in quotation, chat hot spot, messed up.
You know what?
But she was spanking the monkey a little too hard.
You know what? I'm not fucking with you.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Because you was on some other stuff. You hurting my feelings.
Yeah, but it's funny.
You hurting my feelings like Sydney hurt a lot of females' feelings. He said he don't know how to lick ass.
Oh, wow, dang, that's, like, brutal. I'm sorry, Josh, do you forgive me?
Yeah, I sure do.
I'm sorry, too.
Says you're the sorry. Cat before he bit the mouse's head off.
No, I'm not Ozzy Osbourne. No.
Yes, you are. You a nasty boy.
It's all right. You know, we live and we learn. And how old are you, Sydney?
Well, I'm over 40.
are you? Are you on Twitter and Facebook?
Yeah, he's
Holding up
to be
a freak.
Oh, I'm a freak, yeah. I'm sure everybody has a freak. Freak of the week one day, or freak. They have freak nasties one time, at least one time.
My motto is, there's nothing wrong with being a freak as long as you don't freak everybody, because truth be told, everybody has a little freak in them, whether they're a freak at heart or a freak of nature. But
or freaks
that
like to watch. Or freaks that like to watch. Voyeurs.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a freak.
Right.
Okay.
That's where, remember Houdini?
Mm-hmm.
Freaks come out at night.
At night, we could have get Chocolate play the music for us, but she
twerked
her heart one time too many, stroked that kitty. That kitty said, purr, and purred out.
You know what? Fuck y'all. Not that. Fuck y'all.
I don't got no words for y'all.
What?
No way. None way.
What are you working on right now, then?
Huh?
What are you working on right now?
What am I working on right now?
Yeah.
I'm working on
making that kitty purr.
Making the kitty.
I'm working on dating more.
Dating more, like more, one more than one time.
Kitty purr.
What's that?
I'm working on actually dating and having a good time.
That works. And you tell your person that you're going to date, hey, I'm dating multitude of people, or I'm dating more than one person. Or
No. If I have my way, I'm just going to be dating one person.
Dang, this nigga ugly. Oh, my bad. Did I say that out loud?
What'd you say? Repeat that, please.
Huh?
Can you repeat that?
Huh? No, somebody sent me a friend request on Facebook, somebody that I know, and I'm like, did they used to be that ugly? They didn't used to be like that. I mean, but dang, now he looks like Mr. Snuffleupagus or something.
Oh, man, you clowning.
I had to hit ignore. So I can't look at that on my timeline. I'm sorry. My bad.
I don't understand why I cannot get back, why I can't get into the chat room. This shit is making me mad.
Too many secretions on the board. It messed up.
Secretions. Are you a squirter? You know what a squirter is?
We know what a squirter is, but do you have the capability of making someone squirt? That's the question.
Oh, yes.
Come out at night.
Yeah, we come out at daytime too. Freaks are all around us.
I'm trying to get back.
Huh?
I'm trying to get
back. Welcome
back. We ought to come out with a show called The Freakhood. Everybody's a freak.
If you're not making ass, you can't be a part of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to. Well, see, I don't want to run to be in that race, but, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to walk either. But let's see what happens.
Man, you might as well do it. Once you are, have your.
Oh, man, that sounds like peer pressure like a mug. Do it. Just jump, please.
I mean, have you ever had your licks before?
I'm sure, yes.
Okay. Well, there's
your ass licked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you liked it too, didn't you?
I can't say that. I can't say that. I'm like,
you liar. You're not saying
cool.
No.
I can honestly say that it was a different feeling. Like, I don't know if that's cool. That was a weird thing.
Chris's name. Yes. There's a tune in his voice. That was
I hear it in his voice that he liked it.
He
liked it. I like
it for him. You liked it for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I like it for you, so I know you liked it.
Oh, man. Well, I'll
do you have
buddy.
Twitter or Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it? Hold on. I have to turn the bathroom off because it's kind of loud. You have to hold on a minute.
What was that? You turned what off?
What the hell is that?
My bath water tricked. Damn, didn't you hear me the first time?
Man, that sounds like that pink elephant slapping up against something.
Oh, not the rabbit.
Pink elephant. The pink elephant has been put up. We have a something called, I don't even know what the name of this one is, but it's got like a double head, two different separate ones, so that if you're with a guy, then the guy can use one and you can use the other. It's
what?
Yeah. So he can hold one and you can hold the other, and it's got the control that... Yeah, it's really kind of nice. I'm just saying.
I am shaking my damn head.
What?
I'm shaking my head at you because you are just too much.
Why? Okay, anyway, Cindy, give me your Twitter information and your Facebook info.
You can find me on Twitter at A. A H dot big dog, that's BIGDAWG at gmail.com. I'm on Chalk Mommy's Twitter. You can find me on there.
That doesn't mean anything because you're on Chalk Mommy's, but there's a lot of monkey funky that's on Chalk's Twitter that I don't follow.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Chalk, tell him I'm the nice one, but I'm not the nice one.
Oh, man.
Or I'm the good one, but I'm not the nice one. How about that?
The good one. Depends on
I'm
what you're good at.
One, I'm not the nice one. Hey, whenever I put my mind to doing, baby, you best believe I'm damn good at it.
Oh, you must be the best.
Chalk is the best. She taught me everything I know.
Uh-oh.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, depends on what you know.
You said, I can find you on Twitter with that. I can't find you on there. Hold on. Let me log
you can't Twitter. Find me on Twitter with that.
No, I'm not. No, didn't you hear me? I mean, like, really? I said that already. Making me repeat myself and stuff. What the hell? Really?
I just mentioned y'all together.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There it is. I see it.
I guess I'll even follow you.
Well, thank you. I follow you if you follow me.
Anything for you. There you go. I even followed you from both of my accounts. There you go.
Flowrider.
Huh?
Florida. Flowrider.
Yeah, I hate that. You got me.
Princess May?
Florida. Huh?
I have another one for you.
What? I'm not following anybody else. I'm going to tell you like I did that girl Kimmy. She put me in a tweet with somebody talking about somebody I need to follow them. I said, what the hell I need to follow them for? I don't know them.
Girl, bye. Here go your song. Be nice. Hold on.
Oh, I love me.
I can't even hear the song. What's the name of the song?
I don't either, so it's not this year.
Sound a nice song.
Isn't it feeling kind of crazy? Just any crazy. It's the kind you feel when you love somebody. I don't tell my baby calling somebody else, baby. And I can't sit still. Look how gone it got me.
whatever. I'm just saying, my feelings bad. Almost like you're twerking that monkey, you nasty.
I wasn't playing with my monkey. Thank you.
We know you were playing Spank the Monkey. You don't have to lie to us.
No, I've actually been good. A lot more to say to you.
Yeah. Nice song.
Yeah, 4 a.m.
I love that song.
I bet you do, because you get up at 4 a.m. playing in your pussy.
No, I don't, man. I'm trying to sleep as long as I possibly can. I will fall asleep with bang bang on my thing. I won't give a shit, but I ain't waking up.
At 4 a.m., that's the knockout mode. At 4 a.m., that's when everything goes bad at that time, 4 a.m. You're in your deepest sleep at that time.
That's when everything is good. You sleep, he creep up from behind, stick his dick in you, and that's when he give you some wake-up dick. Ain't nothing better than...
Don't wake me up. It's going to piss me off. And then you won't get enough for a long time.
Wow. Why would you have to punish him then?
Because don't wake me up. I don't want to be woke up.
Could you be mad and still fuck your dude and still just be mad and still as normal? Oh, yeah, I still want to fuck. You know what I mean? We're mad in the argument.
When I get ready to. I mean, I'll take it from him when I get ready. You know, I'll be later, and then I'll tell him, take that. You know, and I'll take some cookies and and then when I'm done, I'm going to roll over and be like, all right, you can get out now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how it goes, yeah, I'm sure.
I know, right?
Wow, is all I can say.
That's straight gutter right there. I felt like hood my own self. If I was a hood chick, it would be nice.
Wow.
I'm really not that hardcore, sorry. I'll lay there and pout and do it. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. I may lay here, like, right there in the bed and play with my toy and not let them touch me and then go to sleep. Now, that's something I would do for real. But I'm not going to take their goodies. You know, I'll maybe give them a little head and get it all hard and then roll up and go to sleep.
Princess May, that's something you never talk about. I'm trying not to sound vulgar.
Why? You are vulgar.
Exactly. I mean, why are you trying to hide the case that you are? You've been cussing all day, and now all of a sudden you just change up. Huh?
I know. Mm-hmm. It's like my little sis. Princess May, do you suck dick?
Nope, I don't. I don't know how.
She just told you she's a dick sucker.
But I also know that I know Princess May is a teen. No, that's why I have to ask her these things.
She's a what?
A tease.
A tease, okay. Well,
yeah,
damn.
She teased me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now we know. Now we know. The word is out.
Yep. It doesn't stop them from falling for it, though. So the word can get out. I can tell them that myself. Be like, look. And then it becomes like one of those cow-mouse chase games for them because they think that they're really just going to make me want to dick them down or they can dick me down, my bad. I'm like, nah, dog. No, I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need it. I'm happily celibate.
Celibate and somebody will buy a bit, I'm sure.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm sure if you celibate, somebody will buy a bit.
I know, right?
You know what? I'm not fucking with y'all because y'all got issues. So, Precious Nate, this is the last song for the night. We ain't gone just yet, but this is the last song. So, this should make you feel a certain kind of way.
I'm just going to go out and clap.
in the zone. Early in the morning, time to get it on. And I'm already on it. This ain't right, and this ain't good. And even if it ain't, then it's all good. Cause I done came too far to give up. And I done fought too hard to let up. I'm going in, and I ain't coming out. So count me in, don't count me out. So
featuring Sammy. Shit.
Damn. It's my time. Whew. Yeah, it's my time, all right. So what's going to happen is we're going to be back on Friday from 8 to 10. We're going to be fucking wilding out. It's going to be T-shirt and panties night. I'm coming back to my T-shirt and panties. Don't know what Princess Nay got going on, but I'm being my T-shirt and panties. Half the time,
I'm on a panty boycott.
Okay, well, she's just going to be in a T-shirt, and if you were lucky enough to stay tuned, you might catch a glimpse of the princess's little princess, whatever the fuck she calls it.
She calls it peaches and herbs.
Juicy peach.
Juicy peach, huh? Okay.
Yep. And she will spit out the nectar if you bite her.
Hey.
Oh, my God. You know what, Princess? I'm going to make a new drink, and I'm going to call it a peach pussy. And it's gonna be nice. I'm gonna make it and I'm gonna record it. And then when I come down your way, we gonna have some.
Damn. Well, I'd like to see some peach pussy pie. How about that? The PPP.
You don't care. Once you lick ass, you can see whatever the fuck you want to see. Until then, nada.
No request.
Damn.
You get no consideration. You are invisible and incognito, dude. We don't see you. We see you, but we don't see you.
You don't see me no more?
Nope. We don't see you no more.
Well, I'm going to have to be seen better than heard.
Well, you got to work on that.
Well, I'm waiting for my teacher to come teach me.
Once we get some first class tickets, round trip will be there. We are about to get off the fucking line. Our time has come. Mr. Colson, you did an excellent job of riding the chocolate wave. I will be more than happy to give you a half a resume because there's certain things that back. And, you know, we can negotiate everything else. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I'm ready to negotiate.
Yes. So,
DM me your contact info.
Pardon me?
So, DM me your contact info.
Okay.
And I'll DM you Jock's number, too.
Sounds great.
Yeah. She going to give you some felony head game.
Girl,
I will
be talking to everybody tonight on Twitter. I'm hungry, and I have to go make my pie because, you know, I'm trying to gain about 5 more pounds so I can be right for my birthday. You know, I've decided to do anal on my birthday, so I got to make sure I got enough ass to, you know, take that punishment. So,
You
guys hear those things? There's, like, things popping up in the phone. You guys hear that, too?
Yes.
That was weird.
Who's that?
But yes, I would like to thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate the time. And
you are so welcome. Thank you for coming, and we're going to be hitting you up because I feel like we're going to be doing some business together, all three of us, and it's not a threesome.
Oh, yeah, but we could make it one.
No. I don't think so.
You do twosomes.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what? Sydney, you go practice on what you don't know how to do. Start by getting an ice cream cone and licking up. That's all I can say. Lick up.
I'll start practicing.
And Princess Nay, I'm going to hit you on Twitter.
Okay, Trick.
Oh, whatever. Good night, Scar. Good night, I don't give a fuck mentality. And everybody that was in the chat room. And good night, Princess Nay.
Hold on. One, I got to do this one time for the baby. Boop. I had to do it one time.
Damn. She was trying to get me to purr, burr.
Oh, Lord. You know what? I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm getting the hell off of here. Good night. I love y'all. Friday night, 8 o'clock, same shop time, same shop
shock, but it won't give you options.
Exactly.